Hi.
Oh, hi.
I'm Selma Wong. I have an appointment.
Selma, I'm Joan.
Nice to meet
you. Nice to meet you, too. Come on in and have a seat.
Thanks.
So, what's up?
Well, I just came to get your advice. I've been transferred lately, and I just feel like my work life is going backwards, and I'm stalled. I just don't feel like I'm getting anywhere in my job. And I'm just wondering if you could give me some advice on how to move forward and advance my career. I'm a nurse's aide.
Well, you mentioned being transferred.
Yeah.
Maybe we could start there. So how did that happen?
Well, it's a bit of a long story. I was working at Don Roven.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd been there for quite a while, and things were going fine. But one day, a resident came to me, Mr. Turner, and he complained about another resident who was cooking spicy food. Mm-hmm. She liked to cook food from her country. And in that residence, they are allowed to cook their own food. So I told him, he needed to be more tolerant, and that it was fine. That was just she was cooking her own food.
Yeah.
And but he wasn't very happy with that explanation. He wanted me to tell her to stop cooking the food.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Well, then next he went over my head. He went to my boss, Pam, and she called me in and asked me to actually go talk to Mabel and tell her to stop cooking the spicy food.
Oh.
And yeah.
Okay.
She took the other point of view that it wasn't considerate of the other residents, but I still didn't feel comfortable doing it.
Okay. Did you tell Pam that?
Well, that's what I said. I don't feel comfortable telling Mabel to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I thought everyone needed to be tolerant of our different food choices.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then?
Well, next thing I knew, I was transferred.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, how did you find out about the transfer?
Well, I found out at a meeting. We have regularly scheduled meetings, and so I found out at the meeting that 10 days... In 10 days, I would be transferred to the new residence.
Okay, I'm just going to get a paper and take a few notes here.
Yeah.
So you had a change of shift and new location at Newton Residence.
Yes.
And I think you mentioned a change in shift, evening.
Yeah, now I'm evenings. Okay. I wasn't before, I was day before, and now I'm working evenings.
Okay. Now, was there notice? Yes.
Well, I just had the notice from the meeting of just 10 days before.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you object when you saw that schedule?
Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't really feel comfortable working with Pam anymore, and I was hoping that it might work out better at the other facility, even though I was making a little bit less pay.
Okay, well, I just want to verify this because, you're making less money.
Yeah.
You're in a new location. New shift time.
Yeah.
And I think less responsibility and authority. Is that
That's what I mean. Like I'm going backwards.
Right.
So I want to try and turn this around and start going forward in my career.
If this is all, as you said, if this is all true, then under BC labor law, it actually sounds like you've been dismissed.
Dismissed?
Dismissed.
But I've just been transferred.
Well, under the BC labor law, if you demote someone, which I think is what may have happened to you, then you fired them. So we really need to look into this. And, you know, our contract actually has very clear language about what's supposed to happen when you're dismissed.
So you mean my nurse... The contract from our union?
Our union contract.
Oh, okay.
But I think, I can't be sure about any of this. I'm going to have to talk to our union lawyer. I'm going to have to think about what to do next.
You know, really, I didn't want to cause any problems in this, and I just wanted to get advice on how to turn things around.
Well, you know, now that you've come to talk to us, we really have to take some action on this because it could be quite a serious matter. So, you know, even if you don't want us to, we can't let something like this go unchallenged.
Oh.
And I think probably what will be helpful is for you to get more information as well. I'll be talking to our union lawyer.
Right.
But, for example, you could look at the BC Employment Standards, and that might help you understand this idea of a dismissal and your demotion.
Right.
I've got it's very easy. It's on the BC government website. And there's, when you go there, there's an Employment Standards Act button that you can click on.
Actually, I've never been to that website. Do you actually have the address for
it? I do. It's quite long.
That's
if you've got something to write with.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, let me read it to you.
Uh-huh.
www.labor with a U .gov .bc.ca
/
ESB /IGM /ESA
yeah.
hyphen mm-hmm. PART.
Like part?
Right, part okay. hyphen 8.
Yes.
/IGM.
Again?
Yes.
Okay.
Hyphen ESA.
All right.
Hyphen S.
Uh-huh.
Hyphen 66. Dot HTM.
Okay, got it.
Okay. So, Selma, I'm going to give you a phone call within the next couple days. I just want to get in touch with our union lawyer.
Yes.
Like I said, and we'll go from there.
All right. I hate to think I've caused all these problems.
Well, thank you for coming to see me because yeah. It could be quite a serious matter, and you know we want to make sure that the provisions in the contract are respected, and if they haven't been, we want to make sure that they are. So,
okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for taking the time to see me.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.